Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. And Father, we thank you for giving wisdom not only to our brethren, but those who are coming down the road, how to deal with this faction wickedness. Thank you so much, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we're going to call this Faction Cannot Prevail, number 6. A word by faith at random that I thought best reflected this whole correction was Isaiah 1 and 10. Hear the word of the Lord, ye rulers of Sodom. Give ear unto the law of our God, you people of Gomorrah. Well, we know that correction is necessary, but also offers of grace to those who will repent, like Lot did when he came out of Sodom. So to any who confess their sins, God will give grace. And of course, we offer our complete help and love to set the captives free. Don't tarry, because wrath is on the way. Come out from among them. This is a revelation I want to share. We called it Backstabbing Deception. And it was given through an anonymous person. I dreamed that David had received a message that the satanic faction leader was sending text messages to the children. Well, let me say, the demons in Kevin C. Ray, that's R-E-A, a little different spelling than normal, have taught his understudies to send slander in ways that do not implicate them or him as the culprit. They have sites with slander that did not identify the slanderer, but we know who it originally comes from, Kevin C. Ray. Why do they hide and backstab? For instance, when Eve was captured by their witchcraft and voodoo, and Michael and I were casting the demons out, we recognized Kevin's voice and slander. These were slanderous lies that Eve never believed before he injected her with his demons. It was dark out, and David was showing people these messages from the Satan faction to the children before the faction could delete their messages. They get caught. They think they're real smart. Kevin thinks he's real smart, but nobody's dumber than a person who turns away from God to Satanism. We already know where it comes from. It doesn't matter who wrote it. And we are declassing him now. The person who showed David these messages was someone in the back seat of a red parked car. I don't know exactly who it was, but I believe it was a man. Well, I believe it's an insider telling the story of Kevin C. Ray's backstabbing treachery. The message that the factious leader, that's Kevin, was specifically sending out to deceive the children was, I'm going to teach you how to be in secret, and I'm going to teach you how to hide. I knew they were trying to show his spiritual children how to be deceptive and undetectable in their faction to deceive others, so that he and they wouldn't be found out. So why does he have to hide? Why come he doesn't come out and just speak face to face? What is he afraid of? Well, I'll just give you the short list. Because the lie would be refuted when brought into the light, and the witnesses would speak truth against him. The Lord had us record and text some of the testimonies of his victims. We didn't know why. We found out it was because he planned to kill them with witchcraft to cover up his sins. But in quite a few cases, this failed. He sent a witch to kill Sandy by dropping a curse in her house. But she killed her mama instead that night. And I asked the Lord why he permitted this. And he said, because she wanted to come home. Mama May did want to come home. And I wanted them to be guilty. So you see, God is piling the guilt up on these people. It's going to come suddenly with judgment. So why does he hide? Jesus said, this is your hour, the hour of darkness. The factious Pharisees had to hide their evil works for fear of the people. Because Kevin knows what proof we have on him and his Satanists, and doesn't want it known, he has to hide. Why does he have to hide? I told him that the many places that the words factious leader are found on our site would have his name, Kevin C. Ray, there instead. Other dreams that we have and never posted would be there too, like dreams of his perversion and death, among others. He threatened me, saying, I will sue you. I told him, try it. But as you know, dreams are not illegal, nor are the witnessed fulfillments of them illegal. And also, when he took over Eve, she helped him delete dreams against him from my computer. But we were way ahead of him because we knew he was in and out of my computer and have them all on thumb drives and hard drive copies. And my old computer that he thought went bad when he hacked it and left his stuff in there. But I just kept it offline so he couldn't hack it again. He thought it was broken. I told him, no, it's not broken. It works fine. I just don't put it online. So we're loaded down and we're ready for him. He spent almost 2 weeks editing our dreams that Eve had filed for us when she left. And we didn't bother them because we can now show from my own copies what he did illegally when he gave our stolen intellectual property back because he feared the law. I'm sure he was unhappy to find that out. Also, Eve's dreams that she thought I deleted, I did not. But Michael and I put them on thumb drives. I didn't tell her because she was in and out of faction, and we didn't know what was going to happen next. I noticed how shocked she looked when I told her I still had them. And that was a dead giveaway. She had been taken out. But the Lord showed us the captive would be set free. Yes, she will. And she'll be better than ever. So Kevin and his thieves came by here in the middle of the night to try to break into a closet that had a window to the outside. I believe he was looking for this computer and some money. It doesn't matter. But when they came by, the window had become a solid wall with no window. Wonder why we changed that. Ain't God good? How come we're just a step ahead of him, right? So God is good. He traps them in their foolishness over and over. Plus, we identified the Satanist that he sent to the house. His second in command even stared through my bedroom window right into my face, wondering if he was really seeing what he saw, which was me. He makes them make stupid mistakes. Michael saw the other one. The one I saw became an ugly girl and turned his pretty girl into a boy. Satanists always do incest with their children so that they can impart perverse spirits by injection. And then we moved everything out of the house they want so badly. Kevin taught this ugly girl, Guy, how to call our women up in the middle of the night. Oh, and the local college girls, too. Why do they hide? Because they're perverts. Kevin tried to seduce one of our youngest girls to run away with him. And I know pedophilia is not above him. And our sister Amber was contacted by these two perverts in the middle of the night and was a witness to us. They sent cancer and they killed her. But God's plan is she is alive and knows everything now. And they will soon find this out and how. What do they have to hide? We got complaints from the college girl contacted in the middle of the night several times, but we told them that they don't belong to us. And I thought later, I said, I should have told them to try the pound. Why does he hide? Kevin told one of our brethren that when he factioned out, he was living in a house in Utah with a woman, her husband, and another man. So that was three men and one woman. I accused him to his face, and he was shocked that I knew, but he did not deny it. I was watching for that. And when he lost his mind after that, he lost his job and apartment and couldn't do anything that took brains, he stayed with us as we tried to pray him through this. And it took, I don't know, a year and a half. I lose track. But one day I passed by as he was ogling the woman's picture on his computer, which he also put on Facebook temporarily. Yes. Yes, we got all of that. Kevin also knows, I know, the general and special forces that capture his kind and has them executed before they can capture and pervert anyone else. And I may have already contacted him. Yeah. So he prides himself that he is smart, but he leaves a trail like a hippo. So in the dream, I saw a group gathered around David taking notes, back to our revelation here, regarding what the faction was doing to hide themselves, as well as how to avoid and overcome them. One of the words I remember from someone's notebook was striving. Yes, Lord, we strive with the darkness and with the armor of light and with truth, as we strive to enter in by the narrow door which the wicked cannot enter. Strive is a word used there. In the dream, I seemed to recognize everyone, but they were not all from the local body. They were also from Outreach and Greater UBM as well. I knew that we were all going to pray and do warfare regarding this. And that was the end of the dream. Well, that is a good word for you out there. Let us all do warfare against the satanic forces, because God is going to set their captive women, children, and men free by your commands. Do warfare against everything he hides. Let it all come out. Okay, and also that their hidden counsels will continue to be given to us. As Christians, we owe them our personal forgiveness, but governmental forgiveness that Jesus gave to his elders in the beginning is withheld until there is repentance. If he sins, rebuke him. If he repents, forgive him. There's a condition there. And the early apostles, he gave authority to remit sins or not. Here we see God's opinion of the Satanists in verses received by faith at random. This is Jude 1. let's see, I'm going to call it 14, and this is in context 12 through 19. These are they who are hidden rocks in your love feasts. Yes, but faction ferrets them out when they feast with you. Shepherds that without fear feed themselves. Yes. Clouds without water. No water there. Carried along by winds. Autumn trees without fruit. Yep, all dead leaves can't take in the sun. Twice dead and plucked up by the roots. And, of course, you have to be twice born before you're twice dead, right? Wild waves of the sea foaming out their own shame. Wandering stars for whom the blackness of darkness hath been reserved forever. And to these also Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied, saying, Behold, the Lord came with 10,000s of his holy ones, to execute judgment upon all and to convict all the ungodly of their works of ungodliness which they have ungodly wrought, and of all the hard things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Yes, because whatsoever you've done to the least of these my brethren, you have done it unto me, Jesus said. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their lusts. Oh, how, I've never heard of anybody walking after any lust more than these are. And their mouth speaketh great swelling words, showing respect of persons for the sake of advantage. Mm-hmm, yeah. But ye, beloved, remember ye the words which have been spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, that they said unto you, In the last time there shall be mockers walking after their own ungodly lusts. These are they who make separations, which, by the way, is faction, sensual. Yes, they're very sensual, having not the Spirit. Here's another one by faith at random. Obadiah 1:17-18. But in Mount Zion there shall be those that escape, and it shall be holy, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. And that's what this trial is all about. Who's who, and who is going to do this, right? And the house of Jacob shall be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame, and the house of Esau for stubble. And they shall burn among them and devour them, and there shall not be any remaining to the house of Esau, for I, the Lord, have spoken it. So all who do not repent will be destroyed. Come out from among them. Here's another one. Zechariah 14:2. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women ravished. Yep, these dogs and hyenas have certainly done this, but nothing is hidden that will not be revealed. And half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Here's another one we got by faith at random. Psalms 94:1-23. I skipped around a little bit because we couldn't get everything in. O Lord, thou God, to whom vengeance belongeth, thou God, to whom vengeance belongeth, shine forth. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render to the proud their desert. The Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? They prate, they speak arrogantly, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves. They break in pieces. That's what faction and dismemberment is, right? Thy people. They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thy heritage. They slay the widow and the sojourner. And we've actually seen them do that. And murder the fatherless. And they say, The Lord will not see. Yes, that's what they think. They can't be impressed with anything that you say from the Lord. So just look at this revelation of them slandering and trying to stay hidden. Did he not see? Will he not judge? He saw it all. And he keeps on seeing it all, and he keeps on revealing it to us. Neither will the God of Jacob consider. Consider, ye brutish among the people, you fools. When will you be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the nations, shall not he correct? Even he that teacheth man knowledge? That thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. Well, when the wicked have crucified the righteous, they will be destroyed. That's God's M.O., right? For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. For judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Well, I suppose those whose hearts you move to do so, Lord. Amen. Shall the throne of wickedness have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by statute? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord hath been my high tower and my God, the rock of my refuge, and he hath brought upon them their own iniquity. Yes, because whatsoever man sows, so shall he reap. But, of course, they do not believe that. It's not convenient. They can't keep on giving in to their nasty lusts. And will cut them off in their own wickedness. The Lord our God will cut them off. And again, we say, unless they repent. And another received by faith at random. This is David's Psalm 18, 39 through 43. For thou hast girded me with strength unto the battle. Well, here's one that he rose up to bring against the wicked trying to take advantage of God's people. Thou hast subdued under me those that rose up against me. Thou hast also made mine enemies turn their backs unto me, that I might cut off them that hate me. They cried, but there was none to save, even unto the Lord, but he answered them not. Here's another. Psalm 28 and 3. Draw me not away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity that speak peace with their neighbors, but mischief is in their hearts. Yes, he has a very smooth tongue. Give them according to their work and according to the wickedness of their doings. Give them after the operation of their hands. Render to them their desert, because they regard not the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands. He will break them down and not build them up. Here's another. Zephaniah 3, 14 through 20. Sing, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all the heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord hath taken away thy judgments. He hath cast out thine enemy. So, he factioned the wicked out so that their leaven would not leaven his body. He used them to crucify the body, and then he destroys them. That's God's M.O. The King of Israel, even the Lord, is in the midst of thee. Thou shalt not fear evil any more. In that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, which is the bride, by the way, according to what was told to John, fear thou not, O Zion, let not thy hands be slack. In other words, get to work. You've got no more restraint. These people do everything they can to distract you from the work. The building of the wall. Remember the faction that came against them when they were trying to build the wall? Yes. 17. The Lord thy God is in the midst of thee. Y'all know that song? A mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. I will gather them that sorrow for the solemn assembly who were of thee, to whom the burden upon her was a reproach. Behold, at that time I will deal with all them that afflict thee. And I will save that which is lame and gather that which was driven away, because they've done a lot of that. And I will make them a praise and a name whose shame hath been in all the earth. And at that time I will bring you in, and at that time I will gather you, for I will make you a name and a praise among all the peoples of the earth. So your Satanism, Kevin, is going to fail miserably, but you're going to be judged for it unless you repent. And when I bring back your captivity before your eyes, says the Lord, so the captive exile, as the Lord has shown us several times, the captive exile shall speedily be released. That's a thus saith the Lord. And another, Psalm 14, 1 through 7. This is a psalm of David. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. He didn't say with their mouth. They won't say that with their mouth, but it's in their heart. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looketh down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek after God. They are all gone aside. They are together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Well, that's what it was said of the Edomites, that their knowledge vaporized. Their understanding was gone. They were full of the stupid spirits, we call them. Who eat up my people as they eat bread, and call not upon the Lord. There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. You put to shame the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion. That's what the devil's trying to stop, but he can't. When the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, then shall Jacob rejoice and Israel shall be glad. Yes, he's bringing back the captives. He's delivering the captives. Isaiah 61, the man-child's job, Jesus' first sermon, Isaiah 61, 1 through 4. Set the captives free. Also, Jeremiah 29, 15 through 31, 34. Because you have said, the Lord hath raised us up prophets in Babylon. Well, let me say that a prophet cannot be in Babylon, because then he is a prophet of Babylon and not to be trusted. And there are many of them, many. All prophets must have come out from among them, like Jeremiah, right? He made an enemy of everybody, just holding on to the truth. Verse 16, thus saith the Lord concerning the king that sitteth upon the throne of David, and an apostate leader, and concerning all the people that dwell in this city, your brethren that are not gone forth with you into captivity. So they rebelled against the Lord and went to Egypt to save themselves from Babylon, because they had no faith in God, because they rejected the word of the Lord, just like the faction. And many of them will die by the vaccine shots, I guarantee it. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, behold, I will send upon them the Babylonian Christians. That's them who he's talking about. The sword, the famine, the pestilence, and I will make them like vile figs that cannot be eaten. They are so bad. And I will pursue after them with the sword, and with the famine, and with the pestilence, and I will deliver them to be tossed to and fro among all the kingdoms of the earth to be an execration, yeah, and an astonishment, and a hissing, and a reproach among all the nations with I have gathered them. There is nobody so bad as this satanic faction. Nobody I've ever run into in all of my little 52 years. Okay? This judgment will come upon the apostates and the factious Satanists who are part of the same dragon who seeks to devour the man-child and woman. Yes, they are totally antichrist, as all Satanists are. Because they have not hearkened to my words. It's true, they cast the word of the Lord to the ground. They just ignore it totally. The Satanists hate the word. Their leader, Kevin, took down our site because we refused four times with witnesses to let him seduce a married woman. Apple said it was him that took down the site. They can prove it. They made war on our brethren who prepare the word, but failed because God is with us. We're actually having a great revival. So, saith the Lord, wherewith I sent unto them my servants the prophets, rising up early and sending them, but you would not hear, says the Lord. Hear ye therefore the word of the Lord, all ye of the captivity, whom I have sent away from Jerusalem to Babylon. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's Babylon. It's our deep state that they're captive to. Not the political deep state, but our deep state. They're just as wicked. They're part of the same people who hate the people of God. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, concerning Ahab, the son of Kolaiah, and concerning Zedekiah, the son of Messiah, who prophesy a lie unto you in my name. Behold, I will deliver them into the hand of Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, and he shall slay them before your eyes. So we've been told by the Lord that our factious Satanists and their leader, Kevin, will be turned over to the deep state destructions. And looking at him, I would say it is happening. One of their women who was close to Kevin, who is close to Kevin, was taking up collections deceptively, as though she was still in UBM for a friend who had cancer. So she was going to UBM people. We don't do that. We will never do that. This woman was caught, okay, and she is part of the faction. And of them shall be taken up a curse by all the captives of Judah that are in Babylon, saying, the Lord make thee like Zedekiah and like Ahab, whom the king of Babylon roasted in the fire. Did you hear in a recent dream how an angel in the dream burned down the Satanist house of Kevin and Eddie when they were molesting a woman there? Yes, how come they always get caught doing that nasty stuff? Because they have wrought folly in Israel and have committed adultery with their neighbor's wives. So they're certainly guilty of this, just like Jim Jones. And have spoken words in my name falsely, which I commanded them not. And I am he that knoweth, and am witness, saith the Lord. Kevin was used to doing this when he was among us. He would give false words of knowledge, something he already knew about, but he was claiming, you know, to be a prophet. So we've heard Kevin's false words of knowledge that he fakes. And after he killed his wife, Holly, because he kept not his word in front of witnesses and went against our success in bringing her through every problem by prayer, and he turned to witchcraft, although we gave him pages of words that we got for him concerning this. And he turned to witchcraft, also known as pharmakia. And they even warned him that it could kill her, very likely could kill her, and he did it anyway. So after he had killed her, contrary to all our warnings from God, he called me, saying, "David, I have a feeling everything is going to go south." Well, when she had already died because of his witchcraft, this was witnessed. He is acting like it was in the future, and he was being a prophet of the future. No, he had already done it. He was so cold and dead, he had already figured out a way to get this away from him. Then he called this gay factious friends that he always spoke with, even when he was not supposed to be in faction, and told them that I killed her because they told me as a threat, because I caught four of them in the act of sodomy in an open vision. The Lord took me in the vision and showed me them doing it. And I took it to the leader of that particular part of the cult, which is really nasty. And I reported it to him. I knew where he worked. I went there, Michael and I. We went there, and I shared it with him. And Michael said, "He's guilty." He could tell by the look on his face he was guilty. And I also know those three that he committed sodomy on. 26. For every man that is mad and maketh himself a prophet, that thou shouldest put him in stocks and in shackles. Yes. Because you prophesy a lie, you're in trouble. You are in trouble with God. Verse 27. Now therefore, why hast thou not rebuked Jeremiah of Anathoth, who maketh himself a prophet to you? For as much as he has sent unto us in Babylon, saying, the captivity is long, build ye houses and dwell in them, and plant gardens and eat the fruit of them. In other words, relax and enjoy Babylon's pleasures and don't come out from among them, right? And Zephaniah the priest read this letter in the ears of Jeremiah the prophet. A little further down, in verse 31, Shemaiah hath prophesied unto you, and I sent him not, and he hath caused you to trust in a lie. Therefore thus saith the Lord, behold, I will punish Shemaiah the Nehelamite and his seed. He shall not have a man to dwell among this people, neither shall he behold the good that I will do unto my people. Uh-oh. And 30 and 1. The word that came to Jeremiah from Jehovah, saying, for lo, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will turn again the captivity of my people Israel and Judah, saith the Lord, and I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it. Oh my gosh. We're going back there and beyond. We're going back to the truth that everybody departed from and stand on the land of promise, right? So let me say that possessing our promised land is spiritually synonymous with bearing the fruit of Christ in us, which the Satanists feel no need to because they don't have a conscience. I mean, literally, when this happens to them, they feel free. But their freedom is no conscience. Those demons totally blot out their conscience. Everything is okay. If it feels good, do it. And these are the words that the Lord spake concerning Israel and concerning Judah. For thus saith the Lord, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Oh my gosh. What about all the peace that's supposed to be coming? Trembling? Yeah. Isaiah 32 and 10. For days beyond a year shall you be troubled, you careless women. Those women are representative of different groups of God's people, like the queens and concubines and the virgins and so on. For the vintage shall fail. In other words, no fruit of Christ, because they didn't have to. They were just there to fly away anyway, so. And the ingathering, that's the name of the harvest, by the way, the second largest harvest, the ingathering shall not come. Uh-oh. So, no rapture? But tribulation comes instead? Yeah. Verse 11. Tremble, ye women that are at ease. Be troubled, you careless ones. Strip you and make you bare. In other words, your works are worthless. And gird sackcloth upon your loins. Back to our text here. Ask ye now and see whether a man doth travail with child. Well, this is talking about our personal man-child, Christ in you. We are birthing Christ, and he will soon be seen to the world, right, around us, right? Wherefore do I see every man with his hands on his loins as a woman in travail? And who was the woman in travail with? The man-child, Revelation chapter 12. And all faces are turned into paleness. That's because the new man arises as the flesh is dying. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It's even the time of Jacob's trouble. That's a type of the church, by the way, Jacob is. He was a type of the Old Testament church, Israel, right? But he shall be saved out of it. Yes, the trouble is what brings them to the Lord, right? Crucifixions bring about Christ in us. Amen. And the crucifiers, you know, like the Satanists, they've got their job, and of course their time is almost up. And it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off of thy neck. There you go. And will burst thy bonds, and strangers, that's the factious apostate strangers to the kingdom, because they're not in the kingdom, shall no more make him their bondman. Oh, praise be to God. You're going down, Kevin. I'm telling you, better repent now. But they shall serve the Lord their God, and David, representing Jesus in the man-child reformers, their king, whom I will raise up unto them. Therefore fear thou not, O Jacob my servant, says the Lord, neither be dismayed, O Israel, for lo, I will save thee from afar, and thy seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return, and shall be quiet and at ease, and none shall make him afraid. For I am with thee, says the Lord, to save thee, for I will make a full end of all the nations whither I have scattered thee. Let me say that these wicked predators who have captured God's people are around the world. Satanist groups are around the world. They all do the same thing. If they're not trafficking women, they're trafficking children. They are the most wicked. But I will not make a full end of thee. But I will correct thee in measure, and will in no wise leave thee unpunished. For thus saith the Lord, thy hurt is incurable, thy wound is grievous. And then in 14, all thy lovers have forgotten thee, they seek thee not, for I have wounded thee with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one. For the greatness of thine iniquity, because thy sins are increased. So, those in captivity to the factious, cruel enemy are there for their sins. That's the reason they were taken out, because of their sins. God ordained it, and he ordained it by the end of this hand of these factious, cruel enemies. But when their chastening is over and they have repented, they are freed to go to their homeland as their persecutors are destroyed. That's the M.O. Therefore, all they that devour thee shall be devoured, you see, and all thine adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. Who is an adversary? Satan. And who's the little adversaries? Satan's little helpers. And they that despoil thee shall be a spoil. And all that prey upon thee will I give for a prey. Hey, get ready. Get ready, Satanists. The factions will be at the mercy of the plague, sword, and famine of deep state Babylon. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, says the Lord, because they have called thee an outcast, saying, It is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. Well, you see who they're persecuting? The bride, Zion. And they're slandering the bride, Zion. The factions have slandered Zion, calling her a cult. But everyone will know it is they who are the cult, because everything is coming out. And they're the nastiest cult out there. And though they might claim to you to be Christians to seduce you, they are not. They are Satanists, because they follow Satan. Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will turn again the captivity of Jacob's tents, and have compassion on his dwelling places. And the city shall be builded upon its own hill, and the palace shall be inhabited after its own manner. So the people who rebuild the kingdom will exercise authority over the apostates and factions as it was in history. Because history is always repeated according to the Bible. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. So after going through this crucifixion, they get the blessings of God. And I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. And I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. Their children also shall be as aforetime, and their congregation shall be established before me. And I will punish all that oppress them. And their prince shall be of themselves, and their ruler shall proceed from the midst of them. And I will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach unto me. For who is he that hath had boldness to approach unto me, says the Lord? I'll tell you. The man-child Davids will reign, and the kingdom will be restored in their hands, and the factious Edomites conquered, just as it was in history. The things that have been are the things that shall be. And you shall be my people, and I will be your God. Behold, the tempest of the Lord, even his wrath, is gone forth. A sweeping tempest, it shall burst upon the head of the wicked. Yes, and the Lord will stain his garments with their blood. The fierce anger of the Lord shall not return until he have executed, and till he have performed the intents of his heart. In the latter days, you shall understand it. Yep, usually after these things happen, people say, wow, I remember that. And they go back and, oh, there it is. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So, please repent quickly. Wrath is coming your way, faction Satanists. And 31:1. At that time, says the Lord, will I be the God of all the families of Israel, which is a type of the church, right? And they shall be my people. And, of course, the Edomite factions will be in bondage. And David put garrisons in their cities to control their evil ways after he had warred upon them and killed a lot of them and so on and so forth. Verse 2. Thus saith the Lord, the people that were left of the sword found favor in the wilderness. So it is true. Some people have not lasted through this thing. They were taken out. Even Israel, when I went to cause him to rest. So, in other words, this will be before the tribulation, because they're going into the wilderness here. It'll be before the tribulation that Zion will be built, and the factious murderers of those in the running for the bride are conquered. The Lord appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Again will I build thee, and thou shalt be built, O virgin of Israel. Again shalt thou be adorned with thy tabrets, and shalt go forth in the dances of them that make merry. Oh, praise be to God. Verse 6. For there shall be a day that the watchmen upon the hills of Ephraim shall cry. Well, in other words, those once in apostasy, Ephraim, will seek their true leadership and Lord. They were factioned away from the house of David, right? They're coming back. Arise ye, and let us go up to Zion. See, that's what they're saying. Unto the Lord our God, for thus saith the Lord. Singing with gladness for Jacob, and shout for the chief of the nations. Publish ye, praise ye, and say, O Lord, save thy people, the remnant of Israel, or the church. Behold, I will bring them from the north country, and gather them from the uttermost parts of the earth, and with them the blind and the lame, the woman with child, and her that travaileth with child together. There's a little meaning there. It means representing those who have fruit and those who are in the process of bearing fruit. Amen. A great company shall they return hither. They shall come with weeping, and with supplication will I lead them. I will cause them to walk by rivers of waters. That's the good word of God. In a straight way wherein they shall not stumble. For I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Hear the word of the Lord, O ye nations, and declare it in the isles far off, and say, He that scattered Israel will gather him and keep him as a shepherd doth his flock. For the Lord hath ransomed Jacob, representing the true church of the called out ones. That's what church means. And redeemed him from the hand of him that was stronger than he. And they shall come and sing in the height of Zion, and shall flow unto the goodness of the Lord. And their soul shall be as a watered garden. They shall not sorrow any more at all. Then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance, and the young men and the old together. For I will turn their mourning into joy, and I will comfort them, and make them rejoice from their sorrow. What sorrow? Oh, the crucifixion they went through at the hands of the wicked. Thus saith the Lord, a voice is heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping, Rachel weeping for her children. She refuseth to be comforted for her children, because they are not. Yeah, Kevin Herod killed her children with witchcraft and slander, but the Lord will deliver them from his Satanist cult. Mm-hmm. Thus saith the Lord, refrain thy voice from weeping and thine eyes from tears, for thy work shall be rewarded, saith the Lord, and they shall come again from the land of the enemy. Rachel's children? The ones that were killed? Yes. So notice that the land of the enemy represents the spiritually dead, since the Edomite factious leader, Kevin Herod, killed them. So, this is a type of the resurrection from captivity to the factious who killed them. And we have seen two types of this resurrection for those who are physically killed and in those resurrected when those were resurrected in Jesus' time, when he was resurrected as the man-child, the graves were opened and the bodies of the saints came out, right? So, and those resurrected from spiritual death under the factious Satanists, because that is spiritual death. These people don't have their mind anymore. It's overcome. And there is hope for thy latter end, saith the Lord. Thy children shall come again to their own border. So the factious leadership will be shamed and destroyed from all their evil that will be revealed in the political realm and in the religious realm. I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself. So there's the apostates repenting. Thou hast chastised me, and I was chastised, as a calf unaccustomed to the yoke. Turn thou me, and I shall be turned, for thou art the Lord my God. Grant, in other words, grant me repentance. Right? Surely after that I was turned, I repented. And after that I was instructed. I smote upon my thigh. I was ashamed, yea, even confounded, because I did bear the reproach of my youth. Is Ephraim my dear son? Is he a darling child? For as often as I speak against him, I do earnestly remember him still. Therefore my heart yearneth for him. I will surely have mercy upon him, says the Lord. You know what? We feel the same way about the factious. We pray that every one of them repents. We know they won't because the Lord showed us that, but we desire it, and we desire to help them, but we will not let them sneak in their faction as though they had repented and did not. We all have dreams all about that warning. Verse 21, set thee up way marks. How do you make it to the kingdom of God? How do you make it to Zion? Set thee up way marks. Make thee guideposts. Well, the guide to the kingdom is the word of God that has been ignored. Set thy heart towards the highway of holiness, I'm going to call it. Even the way which thou wentest. Turn again, O virgin of Israel. Turn again to these thy cities. How long wilt thou go hither and thither, O thou backsliding daughter? For the Lord hath created a new thing in the earth. A woman shall encompass a man. The woman church will follow Jesus in the man-child, as Israel did Moses, through the wilderness or the tribulation. Verse 23, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, yet again shall they use this speech in the land of Judah and in the cities thereof, when I shall bring again their captivity out of the land of death, right? Yeah. The Lord bless thee, O habitation of righteousness, O mountain of holiness, and Judah and all the cities thereof shall dwell therein together, the husbandmen and they that go about with flocks. For I have satiated the weary soul, and every sorrowful soul have I replenished. Great promises for those coming out from under the faction. And the apostates too. So the land that had been desolate because of sin will once again come to life. And it shall come to pass that like as I have watched over them to pluck up and to break down and to overthrow and to destroy and to afflict, so will I watch over them to build and to plant, says the Lord. In those days they shall say no more, the fathers have eaten sour grapes and the children's teeth are set on edge. And that's because the curse of the father's sins will not be imputed to the children. But every one shall die for his own iniquity. Verse 31, behold, the days come, says the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break. Huh? Well, just as the apostate church has broken her covenant from the beginning. And although I was a husband unto them, says the Lord, but this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my law in their inward parts. And that's what the man-child's body will do, just like Jesus did, because it is Jesus in the man-child body that's going to do this again. History's going to repeat. And in their heart will I write it, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And 34, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, says the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity, and their sin will I remember no more. So, and they shall once again become one flock with one shepherd, who is our Lord. And all praise to the Lord. Amen. Oh, thank you, Father, for this good news. And thank you, Lord, for giving us wisdom against the enemies the wicked out there who seek to destroy God's people and have destroyed many. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We love you and we praise you. Amen.